Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, Ngā Tanahira, Tuku Wingwa. This is your Wātea News. Climate Change Minister James Shaw says Māori will be a critical part of efforts to reduce New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions. The Climate Change Commission today released its blueprint for cutting emissions over the next 15 years, which will affect the way every New Zealander will live and work. Mr Shaw says he's pleased to see the report's acknowledgement of Māori. He says the government can build on the work already being done by Mike Smith from the Iwi Leaders Climate Change Group, who has been talking to people on marae around the country.
Really does need to be very strongly by Māori and for Māori, and the idea is to develop a ground-up approach and to kind of meet central government's somewhat famously top-down approach in the middle. And so we're working quite closely with him on to how to make that a reality.
James Shaw says people will say the Commission's advice doesn't go far enough, while others say it's too far too fast, but the government is going to be guided by the science needed to keep warming within 1.5 degrees. Partnerships with Iwi and Hapu have put councils in contention for this year's Local Government New Zealand Excellence Awards. They include Aupōtiki District Council's partnership with Whakatohia to transform the Aupōtiki Harbour, New Plymouth District Council's work with Puketapu Hapu on the new New Plymouth Airport, and Gisborne District Council and Ngāti Oneone redeveloping Puhi Kai Iti Cook Landing Site to be more sensitive to the Māori histories of that area. LGNZ President Stuart Crosby says the finalists are great examples of how councils provide exemplary leadership, engage with communities, and demonstrate innovative and strategic approaches to solutions and services. In the environmental well-being category is Canterbury Regional Council's Whakaora Te Ahuriri partnership with Mana Whenua and the community to develop a constructed wetland to improve water quality, mahinga kai, and biodiversity values. A leading taonga puoro player says the revival of traditional Māori instruments will forever be associated with the names of Richard Nuns and Hirini Melbourne. Nuns died on Sunday, aged 75, joining his friend and fellow musician in the hereafter. Horomo Ngā Horo says it was because of those two that the sounds of the putatara can be heard when the All Blacks run onto the playing field or in the incidental music played on Māori documentaries and dramas. He says the Nelson English teacher and jazz musician's Haidinga was sparked by a newspaper article on traditional instruments, and he tried to find out what they may have sounded like.
He was a Pākehā that many Māori leaders of that time shared knowledge with, because he had a way of transferring that mātauranga to the people that would listen and to the people that could hear the way that he would play taonga pūoro.
Horo mō Ngā Horo. And that is your Wātea News.